Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
Coach on Fire Radio.
Fire the sky!
Hello, this is Lily Gardner with North Star Show, and I will be talking about principles to follow to achieve miracles, and particularly in the area of romance, health, and success in your life. And I will also be explaining the energy healing modality called the Emotion Code and doing processes with people who call in. The Emotion Code is an amazing process that helps people to identify and literally release trapped emotions or emotional baggage, which are harmful emotional energies from negative past events. Trapped emotions can cause emotional and physical imbalances in the body. They can also block people from love and happiness and make them feel disconnected from others. So let's get into it. And the first thing I want to talk about is that, okay, so many people, I have lost my notes somehow. That's not good. Okay. So many people start out their relationships with a lot of expectation and just in a really exciting high, and they feel a lot of intense emotions and a lot of love, and then as things move forward, there's more and more interaction. People are staring into each other's eyes, and they're smiling, and they hold each other, and they have fun together, and there's just a lot of excitement between the two. And then over time, often things, the magic kind of wears off, and then things start to change a little, and sometimes people start to be more critical in their marriages, and they start to have, and life happens, and some things just become more and more difficult, and often people lose their just fire in their lives, and then they start looking to other means for emotional and physical support. So instead of the happiness that can come from having solid relationships, they turn to addictions with drugs and alcohol or prescription medications for depression or addictions with pornography or any number of things, or even food. Addictions with food can be a means of comfort to people because they aren't getting what they really want in life, and that is and when people are energetically balanced, we are energetic beings, and when we're balanced, our lives are much better. The Chinese call this qi. They say that there's an energetic force in our bodies, and there's a yin and a yang, and there's female and male energy in each person. And when that energy gets out of balance, then there is a real problem with being able to experience the fullness of joy that a person can have in their life. And so there are things that we can do. One of the things is to remember what you did when you were in love. And often people try to look as good as they can in order to turn the other person on and get people interested, and they really work at being at their best. They also want to be successful for other people. There's a song, a love song that's an oldie, and it's called Be My Baby, and she says in that song, I want to make you proud of me, and I'll give you three kisses for every one you give me, and we'll make them turn their heads everywhere we go. And that is something that people really want to do when they're in love. They want to turn the head of the other person, and they want to make the other person proud of them, and they want to just give as much as they can to make it happen, to make it exciting, to make it wonderful. And it's important to remember back to being in love and doing what you can in those ways. When things get out of balance, when things get out of balance energetically, it shows up physically in the hormones. And Dr. Sarah Gottfried is a Harvard-trained gynecologist who says that the most prominent problem facing women's health today is, number one, an epidemic of hormone imbalance due to chronic stress and misinformation. Number two is not enough movement, sitting too much, or not getting enough exercise. And then number three is that one in four women in the U.S. take a prescription medication for mental health. And she says that often those medications for mental health are really misdiagnoses of hormone imbalances, and particularly with depression and anxiety. But she also says that hormones are the chemical messengers in the body, and they create a dialogue between the endocrine glands and the cells of the body. For example, thyroid hormones, when in balance, tell hair to grow, and when out of balance, you can gain weight and you're tired. And stress affects women's health and women's hormones, but it's a bidirectional relationship. When cortisol rises and stays high, it slows down other hormones, and when under more stress, you have a cascade of events. It makes you less resilient to stress. So how do we say hello to our more resilient selves and balance our energy and have all this great happiness and success in our life? So we can do it energetically, or we can do it with support from like the things that Dr. Sarah Gottfried mentions, is diet, supplements or bioidentical hormones. And she has a book about diet called, well, she has a book called The Hormone Cure, and she has a book called The Hormone Reset Diet Cookbook. So that's her contribution to the hormone problem. And she recommends getting, you can do a self-test on your hormone level. This is for women. She recommends, there's one, she recommends getting a self-test and work with a collaborative clinician that is understanding. Reputable direct testing sources include the Canary Club, CRT, and Precision Hormones. She also recommends balancing your sleep as much as possible. She had an interesting recommendation that I heard from somewhere else as well. She said that taking bubble baths helps with your cortisol levels so that you can lower your stress level. And so that's one little tip that you can do to, along with diet and sleep and then there's also Kirk and Kim Duncan have talked about other ways to balance energy, and they say that one particularly powerful way to enhance romance in a marriage is to cuddle for 4 minutes in the morning and 4 minutes at night. But it's not just cuddling. It's like a specific, powerful way to do it, where if the woman puts her face on the area where his heart is, there's a lot of power in the heartbeat. That's kind of the power center, the energy center of the body. And so connecting in that way helps you to feel a really strong feeling to start and end the day. So that's one little tip that's nice. There's also... another way to improve love and stop the energetic imbalances is through releasing trapped emotions. Trapped emotions cause energetic imbalances, and trapped emotions are like emotional baggage that is similar to having a suitcase with you from every traumatic event that you've had or every negative past event. And if you are able to release those, then you can walk around in a much more free and happier state than you can otherwise. So there are two methods that I really like. There's one called the emotional freedom technique, which involves tapping on acupuncture points. Acupuncture points tap into the energy in a person's body. So look up the emotional freedom technique. And then there is another technique called the emotion code. And the emotion code is an energy healing technique that helps us. The emotion code is an energy healing technique that helps us to identify and literally release trapped emotions. But I'm going to give out the phone number to call because I need people to call in so that I can do the emotion code on them. The number is called 1-646-716-7979. I'll say that again. 1-646-716-7979. And again, 646-716-7979. So now, the emotion code, releases trapped emotions, which are harmful emotional energies from past negative events. Trapped emotions can cause depression, anxiety, and they can block people from love and happiness and make them feel disconnected from others. And because trapped emotions are made of energy, just like the rest of the body, they exert an influence on the physical tissues and can cause acute pain and even cancer. Releasing trapped emotions makes conditions right for the body to heal. So physical and emotional difficulties often disappear or become much more manageable. And I'm going to go on to describe another process for enhancing life while I wait for people to call in. So again, that phone number is 646-716-7979. And okay, so one of the things that people want to do when they're in love is be successful and not have money issues. And money issues is often a major cause of divorce and a major cause of unhappiness in marriages and relationships. And so one of the things that you can do that is really helpful to enhance your ability to have success in your life, other than releasing negative emotional baggage that blocks you, is to set goals for having your dreams, for obtaining your dreams, what you really want, and making a vision board so creating a space on your wall where you can put up pictures and words of the things that you want. So if you are wanting if you're wanting to get a house, and put up a picture of your ideal house and put up some tape or put up a board that you can pin the picture to, and then you can imagine. It's really important to visualize the event actually occurring, not just look at the picture. The more you look at the picture, the more your brain will think, okay, I can have that. I want that. I can have that. But if you're able to imagine with your five senses, with touch and smell and sight and sound and emotion, the actual receiving of that then you're more likely to be able to actually manifest that in your life, to make it happen in your life. Because often people set goals and they don't achieve them. It helps a lot to write them down. But the brain has two sides of the brain. There's one part of the brain that works through pictures and one part of the brain that works through words. And the whole brain gets really into experiences. And so, it really helps to experience the actual event taking place. So Michael Phelps and the Olympic athletes that have obtained the greatest success in the world the greatest success in the athletic arena, know that in order to achieve that kind of success, they need to not just set goals, but actually visualize attaining them. And this visualization is something that they practice and have to get really good at in order to be the best and to make their dreams come true. So Michael Phelps, actually, in his book called No Limits, his autobiography, he says that he had a dream once about the number 3:07, so 307. And he didn't just have it once, but he actually had it repeatedly leading up to the trials for the Olympic swimming trials for the 2008 Olympics. And so he went to his coach, because his coach is his mentor, and he asked his coach, "What do you think is the meaning of this dream, this 307 dream that he just kept having and he couldn't figure out?" And his coach said, "Well, it could be a time. It's most likely some time." So they thought about it, and I'll read in his words. He says, "A time for what? 3:07 in the afternoon, in the morning? I'm a fanatic for training and for hard work and discipline. Even so, I wasn't getting up at 3:07 in the morning to go to the pool, that was for sure. I couldn't figure it out. It was especially perplexing because swimming lends itself elegantly to numbers and statistics." And then he talks about visualization in his, in his next section. But before that, he says that in the 2008 Olympics, he could win 8 medals in Beijing. 8 is an auspicious number in Chinese culture. The games were going to start on August 8th, or 8808, at 8 o'clock p.m. local time. The date and time were picked because the Chinese word for 8, ba, sounds like the word for prosperity, fa. So he wondered if it had something to do with this 2008 Olympics, with success, And it, his coach told him that it might be a split time for the I am, for a split time for him to visualize and work towards for the individual medley, the 400 individual medley. And so eventually the Olympics came around and he had held the world record in the 400 individual medley since 2002. But he actually got that 3:07 split time as a new world record in the 2008 Olympics. And I have my own personal interpretation of that 3:07 dream, because sometimes there are more interpretations than one related to various dreams, and I have dreams and interpret them, and so I feel like that's one thing that I do well. So when I first read Michael Phelps' No Limits autobiography, I thought that the 3:07 could be related to a scripture which is found in the Bible in Amos 3:7, which says, "I, the Lord God, will do nothing except I reveal my secrets unto my servants, the prophets." And so I feel like that dream was saying that to have success, like all of the eights adding up and everything, to achieve the ultimate success, we need to, I believe, follow the counsel of the prophets, such as chastity and chastity before marriage and hard work and prayer and keeping the Ten Commandments and other things like that, but also that we need visualization like the Olympic athletes, because that will bring a level of success into our lives that is not possible without it. And Michael Phelps says in that... okay. Michael Phelps says in that same section that he actually visualizes the worst case scenario. He visualizes different from almost every other athlete or no one else that I've heard of actually visualizes what he visualizes, which is the worst case scenario and how to get through the worst case scenario. But he doesn't focus on that. He just does that every once in a while. And then he also focuses on the visualizing the best. And as the person who has the most records, most Olympic gold medals possible, I feel like that's a good way to do it. So, I'll do the emotion code another time, but I want to recommend the vision board and using the five senses. I also want to recommend doing affirmations in the mirror and looking in the mirror and there's an example online of a little girl who is talking in the mirror to herself and just really getting herself excited and pumping herself up and just making the most of her time in front of the mirror to do, it's a little YouTube video called Jessica's Daily Affirmation. And this video shows the little girl just like in front of the mirror, almost yelling at the mirror about different things that she likes about herself and she likes about her life, and that there's a lot of energy and excitement and in gratitude and in those kinds of things. Another thing that we can do is look in the mirror while we're saying our affirmations and make sure that you're looking in your eyes, because your eyes are your energy outlet, and so you can raise your energy level. Like, lovers like to stare into each other's eyes, and people who have high self-esteem or who haven't been culturally taught not to look in people's eyes, but they look into other people's eyes, and you can, by looking into another person's eyes, you can make a connection that can be beneficial to the other person. Like, you can transfer. It's a little hard to explain for those of you who don't understand energy very well, but you can transfer energy by looking into each other's eyes. And so you can increase your own energy by looking into your eyes in the mirror and smiling. Smiling as big as you possibly can while you're saying your affirmations. And that can really help. Or dancing in front of the mirror can also help, as long as the songs are positive and reinforcing. And then there is, so to recap, you can do the freedom, the emotional freedom technique, which is one way to help release from the subconscious emotions. That was developed for veterans and people with psychological traumas. And so there's the emotional freedom technique, there's the emotion code. You can also make use of vision boards to change the way that you envision things happening in your life. And you can also do affirmations in front of the mirror. And there's another way called Mind Movies, and you can get that at www.mindmovies.com. And a mind movie, you can create your own, or you can use the software that is available there. The mind movies are affirmations set to music along with pictures that you want. Okay. Okay. along with pictures that you want. And so okay, so mind movies are really, they're kind of like vision boards on steroids, but so is imagining with your five senses what's on the vision board. So those are some really good ways to help change the negative subconscious programming in your brain. When we're young, we take in a lot of self-limiting beliefs or negative beliefs about ourselves, that maybe that we can't do certain things, or that we aren't worthy, or that we don't deserve something, or something like that. And so those self-limiting beliefs can stop us from achieving what we really want. So we need to change that programming by releasing those negative beliefs through the emotional freedom technique, or releasing the trapped emotions through the emotion code, or through positive affirmations in the mirror, really excited and smiling and looking in your eyes. And then there's dancing, but not just dancing like a T-Rex dinosaur, but really getting your arms extended and above your head, and a big range of motion kind of opens up your body and opens up the flow of your body. And so that's another way to do that. So the phone number is 646-716-7979. Again, 646-716-7979. Okay. Okay, so we're having technical issues with the calling in. It says that no shows are scheduled, but they're upgrading the server, so things are a little bit different today. Okay, so I'm wondering if I'm going to just try this again another time when the server isn't having problems, but I really hope that you can find a way to get an emotion code session for yourself. They're on the website www.healerslibrary.com. They have available a free session for the emotion code, and so I highly recommend that, and I recommend looking up the emotional freedom technique, looking up Jessica's affirmations on YouTube, Jessica's daily affirmations, and And then, yeah, and then the vision boards with a pictures, with pictures or words, but it's best with both pictures and words of what you really want, and then imagining through your five senses how it would be like to achieve that goal. And that is really a way to bring about, oh, and there's also, you can put up on the vision board 9 sections. If you make it big enough to put 9 sections, then put them in the, look up on online about feng shui and the 9 areas of feng shui, and put it in the box, the vision board box, put the pictures in there in the same order as you would for the feng shui areas. And I also recommend looking into feng shui for your bedroom, just some of the basic feng shui principles, to learn how to be energetically in line with what you want to manifest, what you want to happen in your life, and what you want to create by using the power of feng shui. So that's another way to balance to help your energy. It's just an additional thing that can really make a difference. So all these things are really good for solving some of the major problems that we have health-wise, because hormones are out of balance physically, which is manifesting as one of the main health problems in women, and so it's also manifesting in other ways, but on an individual level and on a larger scale, the more intact and strong and powerful and wonderful marriages we have, the more likely we will be to have a strong nation and a stronger world. So I am so glad that you listened to me, and sorry we weren't able to get a caller on the line, but I am grateful for your time and grateful for the time that we've been able to spend here today. So hopefully it gave you some good ideas and a good foundation of what to do to change some of these aspects of your life. Okay, take care, and we'll see you in 2 weeks with Pam Robinson, who will be talking about another way to release negative past events, and called the process. It's an energy releasing process. And so we will see you in 2 weeks. Thank you. Bye.